Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th day of November. For my friends in the United States, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Paul White, and I welcome you today. I pray grace and favor on you wherever you are. I realize many aren't listening in real time, so you're listening weeks later, days later. But in any case, today, when this airs, is Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays. It's my wife's favorite holiday. A time when we get to reflect, when we relax, when we say thank you. Probably two of the easiest words to say and two of the most important to say thank you. Not only does it elevate the person you're speaking to a position of having done something thankworthy, but it's almost a natural humility, a built-in humility. That to say thank you means you accept someone else's charity or kindness, even if it's a small kindness. Thanksgiving is a day when we do that on a larger scale. I'm not going to trace the origins of this back. It honestly goes hundreds of years. You can even go back to the English Reformation to find where days of Thanksgiving begin to be declared. But for us in the United States, President George Washington proclaimed the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration in the United States on the 26th day of November, 1789, a day, and this was the quote, a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. Well, that seems appropriate that you would put together Thanksgiving and prayer, because prayer is, at its core, thanksgiving. When Jesus prays over the bread and the fish at the feeding of the 5,000, his prayer is simply, I thank you, Father. What comes out of Jesus in public is just the spillover of the thankfulness he has in private and the communication that he has in private with his Father, to where thank you becomes the essence of his entire prayer. And really, shouldn't thank you be the essence of our entire prayer? But I do want to give you a text today. It's a favorite, and it's one of the shorter verses in all of the Bible. But what a power-packed thought. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Two words. Rejoice always. Only Jesus wept is shorter than this in the Bible, and that's just because it has fewer letters, same amount of words. Rejoice always, short verse, powder keg, in what perhaps should be the mantra of all of us, that no matter what we go through, find a reason to rejoice. Find something joy-worthy in your experience. It makes your experience endurable when it seems less than endurable. And it gives you a heart full of gratitude, because it's difficult not to be thankful when you are rejoicing. Listen to where the sentence goes. 2 Thessalonians 5, verses 16, 17, and 18 all encompass one sentence. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. As we rejoice always, we pray without ceasing. Doesn't mean that we have a 24/7 prayer session. No one can expect, not even Jesus did that. But he was in constant communication with his Father. What I hear my Father say, I say. What I see my Father do, I do. That's a pray without ceasing attitude. And notice that it comes on the back of rejoice always. So what are you doing all of the time? You're rejoicing all the time. You're praying all the time, and in everything you're giving thanks. So you are constantly in a state of rejoice, which is a constant state of communication called prayer, which leaves you in a constant state of thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is a day on the calendar for us in America, but it's a condition of the heart for those of us who know Christ. And even when we aren't having our best day, we find a reason to be thankful. Let me take you to another Pauline passage from 2 Corinthians 6, where Paul says, and this one takes a little longer to read. It's a It's really a long sentence. I want to begin in verse 4 of 2 Corinthians 6 and read down through verse 10, all one big sentence. We gave you a little sentence, now we give you a big one, and listen to Paul describe the marks of the ministry. In all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. This is a series of contrasts where Paul shows what ministry looks like, that sometimes there's tribulation and distress and strife and imprisonment and sleeplessness and fasting, but there's purity and not. Notice where it turns light, it turns positive. There's also purity and knowledge and long-suffering and kindness and sincere love. He says sometimes we walk in a place of honor and sometimes dishonor. Sometimes the report's evil, sometimes the report's good. Sometimes I'm unknown, sometimes I'm well-known. Sometimes I'm sorrowful. This is the reason I read this. Sometimes I'm sorrowful, yet I'm always rejoicing. Here's our hope. It's not that we won't be sorrowful. Our hope is not, we can hope that we're not sorrowful, but the reality is we're going to have sorrow. We're going to have loss. We're going to have pain. We're going to have less reasons to be thankful. And yet, because the marks of our ministry as ministers of God, and you are a minister of God in one way or the other, even if it's just to your spouse or to your kids, and I don't mean just in a negative way, but even if that's where your ministry lies, when you're sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. And it's not because you're denying the sorrowful, but because rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, is the state of the believer. Enjoy your family today. Enjoy your friends. If you're with your loved ones, enjoy every second of it. If you're not able to be with them, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Thanks for listening today. Back to the Abrahamic journey tomorrow. See you then. God bless.